We feel that the game was very difficult to referee because there was an awful lot of fouls, there was sort of players getting on to the referee and a lot of aerial challenges were going in. So it was very difficult for the referee, but we do feel, you know, the two big incidents in the game were the sort of penalty decision that we were on the wrong end of, which we feel was an incorrect decision. And then at the opposite end of the pitch, we feel we had a very clear penalty, and I think most people in the ground would agree with us, and it wasn't given. And, you know, you could probably argue that the game turned on those two issues. But as I said, I'm not underestimating the task the referee had today, because it was, you know, there wasn't an awful lot of technical ability on show. It was just sort of blood and guts and, you know, the ball being smashed from one end to the other. So I'm not, you know, can't be too critical of the referee, but we do feel slightly hard done by.
It was rather tough to stomach because you got right back into the game with the equaliser just on the stroke of half-time.
Yeah, and we feel, you know, if you look at the sort of the balance of play, you know, we feel at the very least we sort of gave as good as we got. But, you know, little things and little incidents change the course of matches, and that's what's happened today. But we, you know, we mustn't get too despondent about it. We know that there's tough challenges to be met in this league, and we've just got to make sure that on Saturday, you know, we don't feel sorry for ourselves, and we try and get back on track against Mangotsfield.
It is early days. You had an excellent result against Stourport. I mean, what will you take forward now heading to the weekend from this game this evening?
Well, in a way, I mean, we played Stourport, and without being disrespectful to them, you know, I don't think they're going to be one of the stronger sides in the league. And yet, you know, we already know all about Scholing. You know, we sort of, by no means a sort of unknown quantity. So I think we'll need to play a few more games to get a proper feel for the level that the league's at and where we are in comparison. You know, we have to just move forward and see what the next few weeks brings.
And with that in mind, Tommy, is it possible at this early stage to set goals and aspirations, or will you have to wait a few weeks just to see what your level is?
Well, we went into the season being quite bold and saying that, you know, we'd rather, you know, we're not frightened to put ourselves up to be shot at in terms of, you know, we said that we want to try and be promoted. We want to try and, you know, be in the high reaches of the league, so perhaps the playoffs come into the equation. And you can see in terms of, I think, Froome last year, you know, they've come with a late run, they've got into the playoffs, they end up being promoted, and that's one of the benefits of getting into this league. The playoffs mean that the season is, you know, is competitive for more sides for longer. So, you know, our aim is to try and, you know, get into the playoffs. Whether that is unrealistic, you know, time will tell. But I'd rather sort of put my neck on the line and sort of say we're going to do well and we're going to aim for that. And if we don't do it, then people can criticise us. But I'm not one of these managers that's going to come into this league and say we want to consolidate and we want to, you know, and we're just pleased to be here. That, you know, that's not really the way we want to approach it at all.